This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wheel taxes in Eau Claire are doubling next year. The Eau Claire City Council signed off on the increase on Tuesday when approving the 2026 budget. The wheel tax, or vehicle registration fee, will jump from $24 to $50 a year. During discussion on Tuesday, council members lamented the additional burden for constituents. They also say it's one of the few ways to generate additional revenue to maintain services. Kitsy Winters is the City of Eau Claire's finance director. During a public hearing on Monday, she warned that if the wheel tax increase was not approved, the city's budget would be about $1.2 million out of balance.
One item, the local vehicle registration fee, I'll talk about that. That's housed within our code of ordinances, so it's hard to see within the budget. We started messaging that right away. That'll bring in an additional $1.2 million within the budget, and that does close that revenue gap that to allow us to continue the same level of service.
Winters also shared some alternate plans she had considered to keep the budget balanced without the increased wheel tax, but those plans required a reduction in service in other areas.
I ran different scenarios of the cost of the pool being open for one day, but that didn't make sense. It made it, you know, it would be reduction in hours of pool. It could be reduction in, you know, an entire day the library is open. Shortening up that gap or the time on transit in the evening was part of one of my scenarios. It could be, you know, pretty much closing anything for a day.
But the wheel tax is also slated to sunset. Also on Tuesday, the city council opted to reduce the wheel tax back to $24 by the end of 2028. Councilmember Joshua Miller proposed the amendment, arguing the results of the 2026 election and the next biennial state budget process could bring changes in municipal funding that would reduce the need for the higher vehicle registration fee. A Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources report released this fall predicts the state could end up spending billions of dollars to address PFAS contamination in the water supply. The agency's fiscal estimate predicted the public water systems could spend nearly $13 million each year to reduce the levels of the forever chemicals to meet federal drinking water standards. It also predicted that it would cost around $400 million just to sample 800,000 private wells and another $125 million to replace private wells with excessive PFAS levels. In the 2023-2025 biennial budget, $125 million in funding was set aside to address PFAS contamination, but the Republican-controlled Joint Committee on Finance refused to release that money to the Department of Natural Resources. The holdup on releasing that funding centered on whether landowners would be financially responsible for the cleanup. In the interim, cities like Eau Claire are constructing PFAS filtration facilities with funding from their own budgets as well as from class action settlements with manufacturers of PFAS. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at capping how much Wisconsinites spend on their heating and electric bills. The proposed bill would place a cap on residential energy bills at 2% of the household income. It would also direct the Public Service Commission to create a new program aimed at providing households burdened by energy bills with financial relief and automatically enroll those households in the program within 3 years. While Wisconsin's heating moratorium can provide residents with peace of mind knowing the services won't be shut off during the coldest months of the year, those bills still need to be paid eventually. Utility companies are not required to restart service for non-payment when the moratorium begins, so residents who fall too far behind on those bills and can't work out a payment plan later can still find themselves without heat in the winter. Utility companies have also pursued a number of rate hikes over recent years due to increased costs and infrastructure projects. Eau Claire Transit has announced a new fare change aimed at encouraging more student ridership. Beginning on January 1st, K-12 students will be able to use the transit system for free. City officials say they expect the fare-free strategy will cost them about $20,000 a year in revenue, which they've accounted for in their budget. Their goal is to encourage more students to use the transit system now, with the hope that they'll continue to do so when they graduate and enter the workforce. UW Eau Claire students and faculty can also use the transit system for free. We Energies has filed 9 applications with the Wisconsin Public Service Commission requesting approval for over $5.5 billion worth of new energy projects over the coming years. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, the projects aim to add nearly 3 gigawatts of energy production to the grid in anticipation of more data center projects coming online. The Public Service Commission will evaluate the applications individually over the next 12 to 18 months, during which time residents will have an opportunity to provide public feedback on each one. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative says it's now providing much-needed morgue services for Chippewa County at the former HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital site. The facility, now known as the Chippewa Falls Cooperative Hospital, had served as the official county morgue before its closure nearly 2 years ago. Since its closure, Chippewa County had been working with Stokes, Prock, and Munt Funeral Chapel in Altoona on temporary morgue services. Cooperative officials also say they're providing the service to the county at no cost. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public input on its 2026 draft program guidance for the Federal Recreational Trail Program. According to a press release, the program seeks to provide grant funding to governmental units and qualified trail organizations through a cost-sharing assistance program. That funding is meant to help local organizations maintain, rehabilitate, and develop area trails, as well as encouraging the addition of trailside amenities. Residents can provide public comments on the draft plan until December 1st. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A new center in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the New York Giants Sunday in the Meadowlands. Elgton Jenkins lost for the season after suffering a fractured bone and ligament damage in his left leg against the Eagles. Sean Ryan will take over at center.
I'll make the most of it. Unfortunately, we play a game with, you know, a pretty high injury rate, so it's always the next guy up. But you know, my number got called, so I got to go out there and perform.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin with a win at home over Bowling Green, 90-78. The Badgers now 3-1. Men's basketball, Marquette over Little Rock, 89-49. NBA, the Bucks losing in Charlotte, 111-100. Doc Rivers asked, did they find any open shots against the Hornets defense?
I thought there were opportunities. We just didn't take them. We were settling on the first option the entire night. I can't wait to see our sets, how many one-pass shots that we took tonight. That's just not how we've ever played. But that's how we play tonight.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a couple of really nice days coming up here today. Mostly sunny. We'll be in the mid-50s here by this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the 30s. Tomorrow, another nice sunny day with a light breeze and a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm.